plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at asthma.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
Court convicts Chinese couple for producing obscene materials. Three dead while 25 injured in Kalumbila multi-vehicle accident. In global news, fake funeral suspects allegedly used hearse to smuggle charcoal in Malawi. Good afternoon, welcome to the Phoenix FM News. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. The Lusaka Magistrate Court has convicted and fined a Chinese couple, Li Shilin and Zheng Jinke, for producing and processing obscene materials on their iPhone, contrary to sections 56 and 59 of the Cybersecurity and Cybercrimes Act No. 2 of 2021. The couple, both 25, initially pleaded not guilty when Lusaka Principal Magistrate Ida Piri found them with a case to answer last month, but later changed their plea to guilty. The charges followed a raid by the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, at their Lusaka home in Lusaka's Leopards Hill Road area in January 2025, after authorities received a tip-off. During trial, an arresting officer, Humphrey Sichone, narrated that pornographic videos and images were retrieved from the iPhone 13 belonging to Li Shilin after a forensic examination by Drug Enforcement Commission's ICT unit. According to the state, the materials and videos were intended to corrupt morals. In rendering judgment this morning in chambers, Magistrate Piri found the couple guilty and fined them 2,000 kwacha each to be paid immediately and ordered that the phone be forfeited to the state. Three people have died while 25 others sustained serious injuries following a chain collision at Mutanda Bridge on the Solwezi-Mutanda Road in Kalumbila District, Northwestern Province. Northwestern Province Commission of Police Brighton Suwale has confirmed the accident, which occurred last evening involving a Rosa bus and two other vehicles. In a statement, Mr. Suwale says the accident happened when a Mitsubishi Rosa bus traveling from east to west allegedly lost control due to excessive speed and collided with a Toyota Prado and a Toyota Hilux. Mr. Suwale says the impact resulted in the instant death of three passengers aboard and identified two of the deceased as Isaac Banda, 42, and Maureen Wewupe, 36, both from Solwezi District, while the third male victim remains unidentified. He says the bodies have been deposited at Solwezi General Hospital mortuary. President Hakainde Hichilema has underscored the need for African countries to move away from exporting raw materials and instead focus on producing and exporting finished goods in order to accelerate economic growth across the continent. Speaking at State House this morning during a bilateral meeting with Secretary General of the United Nations UN Conference on Trade and Development, UNCTAD, Rebecca Grispan, President Hichilema said exporting finished products would stimulate the establishment of more businesses and create increased employment opportunities. The head of state stressed that it is unacceptable for African nations to continue exporting raw materials for centuries, highlighting the need for African countries to invest, produce, process, market, and sale for mutual benefit. He has further commended Zambia's partnership with the United Nations, noting that continued collaboration is critical in fast-tracking the country's economic transformation and development agenda.
We want discussions that lead us into extension to extraction, responsive extraction, and we'll get to that a little bit later, but also to process, to value add, and that will add growth to our economies, to add jobs, to add business opportunities, and more importantly, to add revenue, treasury revenue. there is no complication around this issue. For us, we are clear this is where we should be. And when we say that, we are not against others who have been doing business with us in one way for centuries. We're not against them. Because when we, as Zambia, get stronger, it improves the way it does business, it will benefit our partners as well. I think that's the way to see it.
And UN Conference on Trade and Development Secretary General Rebecca Grinspan emphasized the importance of developing countries leveraging trade as a strategic tool to grow and strengthen their economies.
You know, UNCTAD was born because of what we are discussing. In 1964, precisely to be able for the countries, the developing countries, to take the opportunity of trade to develop, to diversify, to really, you know, enhance the economic opportunities that were asymmetric in the world. And I think that this is our DNA, how to help countries really participate in a more meaningful way in trade.
The Electric Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has assured the public of its commitment to delivering a credible election conducted strictly within the confines of the law. The commission says preparations are progressing steadily, with several coordinated processes underway to ensure transparency, efficiency, and public confidence in the electoral process. Speaking when he featured on the Tuesday edition of Let the People Talk on Phoenix FM, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Casaro disclosed that about 9,000 polling centres will be open for voter verification, scheduled from March 2nd to 8th. Mr. Casaro explains that during this period, 2,300 registration kits will be deployed across the country to help voters replace lost voters' cards and facilitate changes of polling stations as part of efforts to improve accessibility and participation in the electoral process. He has clarified that there will be no new voter registration during the verification exercise, adding that the online voter verification process is set to commence on February 22nd, allowing voters to confirm their details ahead of the physical verification exercise.
Coming back to this official mark, it is in that context then that we're saying there is this issue at stake of representation, of disenfranchising a voter. There's a risk here that we're sitting with, that a political party could have gotten at least one representative in the House, but because an officer or two missed to stamp at the back, very ordinary stamp, that political party will lose the opportunity. This is what is being put on the table.
In global news, police in Malawi are searching for 9 suspects who escaped from custody after being caught allegedly smuggling charcoal in a hearse disguised as part of a funeral procession. Acting on a tip-off, forestry officials intercepted the vehicle at a roadblock near the main city of Blantyre. Inside, they found an empty coffin placed over several bags of charcoal with an estimated value of $1,700. We monitored the BBC for other global stories.
American and Iranian negotiators are holding a second round of indirect talks in Geneva on Tehran's nuclear program. Iranian officials say they're ready to compromise as long as Washington lifts sanctions crippling Iran's economy. Russia has carried out another wave of overnight air attacks on civilian energy infrastructure across Ukraine, even as negotiators from both sides were preparing for a third round of negotiations. Earlier, President Trump renewed pressure on Kyiv, saying that it must be prepared to come to the table fast to reach a deal with Moscow. Newly elected MPs in Bangladesh have taken their oath of office ahead of Tariq Rahman being sworn in as Prime Minister. His centre-right BNP secured a landslide majority 18 months after mass protests ousted Bangladesh's longest-serving Prime Minister, Sheikh Hasina.
We take a quick break. We'll return shortly with the business news.
You're listening to Phoenix FM.
What you doing?
Taking flight on air and online. Online. The business news is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
Health changes everything.
Vice President Mutale Nalumango says load shedding has completely been eliminated in Lwapula province following the commissioning of the 50-megawatt Mawumba solar power plant. Speaking during the launch of